This week, the car sharing company Car2Go expanded in Seattle. They're adding 250 more of those little blue and white cars. And more shareable cars are coming, which means a little more competition for parking spots in this town. Those parking spots can already be hard to come by. Is the city of Seattle trying to make life harder for car owners? And is that fair? Longtime Seattle journalist Erica Barnett, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you.
Why is it getting so hard to park your car in Seattle? What's reason number one?
Well, I would dispute the question a little bit only because it has always been hard to park in Seattle and it is still hard to park in Seattle by design. So reason number one, I would say, is that the city is getting rid of some parking spaces. And reason number two...
Why is the city getting rid of parking spaces?
For a lot of different reasons. There is construction. The streetcar is going to take out some parking spaces because it's in the middle of the road. There are some parking spaces that have been taken out for protected bike lanes. And then the other thing that was just announced yesterday is that Car2Go is going to be expanding into the entire city and adding 250 cars. Now, my personal perspective is that none of this is really having a huge impact on parking. I think there's a perception there that if you can't find a parking spot one time or two times, parking is horrible and something needs to be done about it. But the truth is that in any city, parking is going to be difficult.
Is the city purposely making it harder and or more expensive to park?
I don't believe the city's motive is making it harder or more expensive to park. I believe the city's motive is to make it easier to park without having to drive around and around, which contributes to pollution. I think also the city is trying to promote alternative modes of transportation. And as you see people driving less, it's clear that they are working. So the city is promoting metro bus service. The city is promoting bike lanes and trying to make it easier to get to where people want to go without a car.
So you're saying that some spots are disappearing, but not enough to matter. It feels, when I have a reservation for 6:30 at a restaurant, it sure feels like it's gotten harder and more expensive to park in Seattle than it used to be.
Well, to put it in perspective, there are about 500,000 on-street parking spaces in the city. 500,000 spaces, and in the last 4 years, according to King 5, fewer than 1,400 spaces have been removed from the system. So you're talking about a tiny percentage of the amount of parking in the city as a whole, and really not enough for you to actually notice it, even if during one particular instance you can't get to your reservation on time. And yeah, that's totally annoying, but it's not because they're taking out tons and tons of parking.
Why do you think so many people feel like parking has gotten horrific?
I think people feel it's gotten horrific because traffic is horrific. And if you have to drive around and around and around, in part because parking might be too cheap and so people take advantage of it, then you get frustrated and you want somebody to blame. And obviously, the city is going to be your number one candidate.
It gets more frustrating if we leave enough time to get there as it took in 1992. You know, for however long you've lived here, if you haven't made peace with how hard it is to get around in general, then parking is the rotten, toxic cherry on top.
It's a different city now, and it's going to continue to become an even more densely populated city. And so transit is going to have to be part of the solution. Car2Go is going to have to be part of the solution. Biking is going to be a part of the solution for people who can and are willing to bike. It's just adjusting to a completely different reality than what we had in, you know, as you mentioned, 1992 or so.
So bottom line, parking is not getting as worser as you think it is, and get used to it. You're going to have to change?
I wouldn't say you're going to have to change. If you want to have your single occupancy vehicle, you'll still be able to do that, but you're going to have to adjust. And part of that adjustment is going to be paying a little more for parking and maybe planning a little more because traffic has never been great and will never be great. But it'll be better if we have more alternatives so that people don't have to make that choice.
Longtime Seattle journalist Erica C. Barnett, thank you.
Thank you.